This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. FBI and CIA officials have a huge item on their 2005 to-do list, implementing the most sweeping overhaul of U.S. intelligence in 60 years. Steve Inskeep talked to NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly about the new law and some problems it does not address.
Having passed this intelligence reform, is this country any safer than it was?
Yes, probably. The intelligence failure that was September 11th is always described as a failure to connect the dots. In other words, that the FBI, the CIA weren't talking to each other. With the new director of national intelligence, if they get the right person in there who's able to bash heads together, get more intelligence sharing going on, there's some room for hope that this sort of thing will work better in future.
Will there be a way to know, though, if the intelligence that American officials are receiving is any better?
Well, this leads to a second set of questions, and a lot of people's criticism of this giant bureaucratic restructuring we've just been through is that it's all at the top level. You talk to CIA insiders, and they will say, we're not getting any more spies on the ground. What about analysts? What about skilled linguists in languages like Arabic, like Farsi? That was not addressed by the 9/11 Commission. It was addressed by a set of executive orders that the White House issued, and a lot of people will be watching that.
These reforms were prompted by the September 11 terrorist attacks and a fear of terrorism. There
Right.
is another fear that was brought up in one of the presidential debates. Both John Kerry and President Bush named some variety of this to be the biggest threat facing the United States: weapons of mass destruction,
Right.
proliferation. What's happening there?
This is interesting because in terms of dealing with weapons of mass destruction, a lot of people are worried that this huge restructuring and overhaul that we've been through potentially might not make things any better, might make things worse when you're talking about weapons. Here's the problem. September 11th, as we've said, many people think was a failure to connect the dots in terms of intelligence failures. Iraq was perhaps a very different problem, and the investigations that we've had so far talk about groupthink, this idea that there was near unanimity, a consensus that developed across policy circles, across the intelligence agencies, that Iraq had weapons. And we know, of course, now that they almost certainly did not. The concern is that by centralizing authority, which is what these reforms Congress has just passed will do, you may, in fact, exacerbate the groupthink problem. So there's a lot of concern that by solving one problem, perhaps you are worsening another. And a key point on this, we've said these reforms that we've just been through were driven by the 9/11 Commission. There is another commission that has yet to report back. This is the commission that's looking at the Iraq intelligence failure, looking at weapons of mass destruction. They are still working. They report back in March. They're going to have, their conclusions come out, and we don't know yet whether they will come up with a different solution than what the 9/11 Commission came up with.
So in the coming year, we can expect this commission to report. We can expect to learn the name of a new director of national intelligence. What else?
We can expect to see other new intelligence centers set up. Congress's intelligence reforms, in addition to creating this new overall intelligence chief, have set up a national counterterrorist center. That center is up and running. We wait to see how that will work and how their activities will mesh or not with the CIA's efforts. There will be a new proliferation center looking at weapons of mass destruction. That's going to get up and running. We'll watch that. And there will be big efforts, I think, from the 9/11 Commission lobbying for Congress to reform the way they oversee intelligence. Right now, it's a dozen committees who have some finger in the pie of overseeing intelligence. The 9/11 Commission argued that should change. They'll get a lot of resistance. So I think there's still this big question. We have just been through a massive bureaucratic restructuring. The goal was to make this country safer. One hopes that it will, but the plain truth is we don't know.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly will be listening for your reports in the coming year. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.